I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A regional mediator and Gabon's new military ruler agreed to create a plan for restoring democratic rule following last week's coup. No other details have emerged yet, but a West African financial executive says Gabon's August 30th military takeover was a good coup. It was the eighth rebellion in West and Central Africa since 2020. World Mission's Greg Kelly says,
"This is not an issue of Islam coming in like some of the other situations in Central Africa where you have ISIS, Al-Qaeda activities. This is a purely internal turmoil."
Pray for peace and stability to return to the region. Peace allows believers to distribute audio Bibles and start listening groups.
"We've had significant activity in neighboring Congo Brazzaville, which has been terrorized by conflict for the last 25 years.
And in February, a 7.8 magnitude earthquake shook Turkey and Syria, killing thousands and displacing many more. Besides the immense damage, many in Turkey and Syria are showing an increased need for mental health support. Fadih Sharaya with the MENA Leadership Center spoke with us about how MENA helped provide psychological first aid courses.
"It wasn't really a course as much as basically trauma healing, a ministry with the Christian leaders over there."
Those started for evangelical Christians. People from other denominations who'd wanted to participate.
"So we started doing this for those different leaders, and it was a beautiful thing to see Christians coming together. So unity was one of the impacts, I would say, in addition to helping them out with whatever they're going through."
We can connect you to MENA's work in Turkey and Syria. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them from November 5th through the 19th. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.